The Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has arrived in Papua New Guinea today for a three-day visit as observers warn of a mismatch in priorities that could undermine Canberra's diplomacy. Canberra's so-called Pacific step-up has been spurred in part by concerns about rising Chinese influence in the region. But Pacific Island nations have other priorities, especially climate change, which they've declared their top strategic concern. In the case of Papua New Guinea, there are also tensions with Australia over Manus Island. So how will the minister's visit play out? Dr. Wesley Morgan is a Pacific specialist at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji and Griffith University in Brisbane.
I think the Australian Detention Centre on Manus Island has clearly been a problem for relationships with Papua New Guinea for quite some time and will continue to be a drag on the relationship. I mean, of course, Australia's relationship with Papua New Guinea is a special relationship and a long relationship. So it's not at all unusual that Minister Payne is in Moresby to build relations with the new Papua New Guinea Prime Minister. But issues like Manus Island, issues like Australia's inability to deal with climate change, these are no doubt issues that will be subject to robust discussions.
Is Australia's position on questions like Manus getting in the way of the interests that Australia has in the region in particular, especially around the question of Chinese influence and countering that?
Since the election in Australia, we've seen Scott Morrison travel to the Solomon Islands, to Honiara, and Maurice Payne's already been to Suva in Fiji. And this is part of a continuing policy, a step up in the Pacific, as Australia is looking to really consolidate relationships with island governments. And this is ultimately driven by strategic anxieties in Canberra. As the balance of power is shifting in the world, and we're seeing more intense rivalry between the United States and China, Australia is looking to shore up the relationships it does have with countries in what is somewhat patronisingly referred to as Australia's backyard.
Do the Pacific Islands see that step up as genuine engagement then, given that it is born, as you say, largely from that strategic anxiety?
Well, I think that Pacific Island governments understand Australia as a part of the region and as a state with which most Pacific Island countries have a special relationship. But I do think that there is something of a mismatch between what Australia sees as first-order strategic issues and the security priorities of Pacific Island states themselves. So while Canberra and other countries, the United States, Japan, other countries are worried about a more powerful China and China's presence in the Pacific, Pacific leaders themselves are more worried about non-traditional security threats. So, you know, things like youth unemployment or communicable diseases like malaria, and of course climate change. It's abundantly clear that Pacific Island leaders, in fact, understand climate change to be their key security threat. And Australia will struggle to improve relations with Pacific Island countries and be seen as a security partner of choice if Australia is not doing anything to meet the region's primary security concern of climate change.
How clear have Pacific Island leaders made it to Australia and indeed the world that they want all of us to consider climate change as their primary issue? I mean, have they stated that clearly?
Indeed, I don't think they could have made it more clear. At the last meeting of island leaders, which was held in Nauru last year, Pacific Island leaders issued a regional security declaration which affirmed climate change as the single greatest threat to the region. So, you know, that language in a regional security declaration could not be clearer. In addition to that, last year, Pacific Island leaders issued a collective statement at the UN climate talks in which they explained that they did not want to see any new coal mines built or the expansion of any existing coal mines by any nation the world over. So, you know, Australia really is at odds with 14 independent island nations on this question of dealing with the root causes of climate change.
And, of course, just last week, the Adani coal mine here was in Queensland was given the final go-ahead. So, I mean, how will Pacific Island leaders have perceived that decision?
Well, I think it will go down like a lead balloon in island capitals. You know, the Adani coal mine sends exactly the wrong signal to Pacific Island countries. The news that the mine might go ahead will almost certainly be undermining Australia's public diplomacy in the region. In August, where Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be travelling to Tuvalu to meet with his island counterparts. And the Tuvalu Prime Minister, Enoles Opoanga, he has already explained that he is praying that Australia will reconsider opening the coal mine. So it's definitely not a good look as Australia looks to cement relations with Pacific Island countries.
Neither of us are in the meetings in Papua New Guinea that Maurice Payne is going to be in, but if you were to forecast, would you anticipate that climate change and the Adani mine might come up in her talks?
Australia has a big agenda with Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is a key recipient of Australian aid. There's a strong economic relationship. There's, of course, these geostrategic questions. There's the Manus Island, both the naval base on Manus Island and the refugees who are on Manus Island. So I think climate change will come up, but I think it's one of a whole series of discussions.
Wesley Morgan, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Wesley Morgan from the University of the South Pacific in Fiji and Griffith University's Asia Institute in Brisbane.